Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hello, listener, and welcome back to London Pub Reviews. This week, I took my notebook and five pens along to the Jeremy Bentham, 31 University Street, WC1, 6JL nearest Tube, Warren Street. I took five pens in case the first four ran out of ink, but they didn't. Not even one of them. Despite all that writing. 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 While the physical remains of Jeremy Bentham are carefully housed in University College London, his good name is preserved in this delightful corner pub nearby. Five fine ales are well kept on the premises also, and you can find details of these on a blackboard behind the bar. After settling myself upon a bench seat just inside the door, I placed my five pints of ale on what was distinguished as the number four table via its small round corner plaque. The clientele appeared amenable, and I began discreetly eavesdropping on their conversations, quickly gauging that my fellow patrons included students and small groups of senior academics. It appeared to be a stomping ground for higher education types, an observation that seemed verified by the many different blackboards in the ground floor bar area. Spotted Dick and Custard had been chalked up on the specials blackboard near the staircase to the upstairs bar, and a small portable blackboard on the bar top promoted other desserts such as bread and butter pudding. 16 different wines were listed on yet another blackboard, and I dutifully copied down the chalk-written figures that explained the prices by the bottle or the glass.
Pinot Grigio, £18. Cabernet Sauvignon, £18.
Hock,
£12.
Merlot,
£16.
Malbec,
£16.
But my mind was already wandering. I was unstimulated, desperate to learn more. What was the soil temperature of the Rioja Campo Viejo Spanish Red, or the corkage wood of the Italian Pinot Grigio? I began fidgeting in frustration, doodling lurid scenes on my tabletop. Other patrons seemed to have lost all interest too. Many of them were speaking loudly and laughing, and I even heard one man using swear words. This would not do. It was time for discipline to make a healthy return to the Jeremy Bentham. I was clutching my one remaining pint of ale when I strode purposefully across to the Today's Choices blackboard, and after placing my glass on the mantelpiece beneath, I proceeded to wipe the entire menu off with my sleeve. Turning to face the bar, I clapped loudly for attention. Then, seizing a stump of chalk, I wrote in bold capital letters, Lesson One. Blank faces stared at me, and when a cheeky fellow continued talking aloud, I pointed my finger at him and shouted, Ha! Announcing the title of my lecture as
A Study of Knee and Nose Tissue Fibres,
I was met with a barrage of open scoffs and sniggers. Despite my stern tone, I realised there were clearly some problem elements that I would need to contend with. Wiping chalk dust off my ear, I pressed the upper rim of some non-existent spectacles into the base of my forehead.
Head, shoulders, knees and nose. Knees and nose,
I began. Great booming laughter erupted throughout the bar, and I felt my cheeks redden and the back of my neck boil with sweat.
Silence!
I screamed, throwing my pint of ale to the floor with an almighty crash.
Sit down!
A deathly quiet suddenly descended, and, satisfied that a sense of order had been recaptured, I cleared my throat to continue. But my lesson was again interrupted when members of the bar staff began approaching the front of the class, without permission. Later, seated at a wooden bench outside the Jeremy Bentham pub, I proceeded to write fail, fail, fail upon the backs of random beer mats that I had grasped at the point of my sudden departure.
Fail, fail, fail.
London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producers were Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.